This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The date is Friday, August 2nd, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be co-hosting today with Owen Schroyer, who will be live in studio. He'll cover all the latest breaking news and information coming up in segment 2 and 3 and throughout the broadcast today. But at the bottom of the hour, due to massive requests from radio stations, TV stations, listeners, my family, the crew, I will get into the full spectrum analysis of Jeffrey Epstein and how we were able to accurately lay out many years ago that he was an informant for Robert Mueller and the deep state, and that he was part of a larger intelligence agency grid carrying out occult activities. We said that. Also obsessed with world government, eugenics, depopulation, cloning, secret breeding projects. We said all that, no one else did. How did we know? I'll break it all down coming up at the bottom of the hour today. I will also then later get into some of the good news concerning President Trump and his executive order from a few months ago that now has universities settling every week. A new one just settled in Florida with conservative, libertarian, and Christian groups, pro-life groups, pro-gun groups, you name it, who've been barred from having student groups or having events or having speakers come to their colleges. The colleges, because of Trump's action, are having to back off. So I encourage more people to get with student groups, to try to book your own event, your own speaking event, and then let them try to bar you, and then sue them, and you will end up winning. And again, it's not that we're litigious, but we're exercising our First Amendment. And the left is trying to bar it everywhere. So it is beyond essential to do that as well. That's just some very good news we're going to be breaking down. Also, there's a very powerful piece from Tucker Carlson dealing with Cory Booker, who comes from one of the richest, whitest places in the United States, lying and talking about how he's been oppressed by the white man, just like Colin Kaepernick, who was raised by two white people that adopted him, and the man has made, what, almost $100 million. That's going to be coming up. The deteriorating situation in the South China Sea with Hong Kong, Taiwan, the Chi Com set to invade. We're going to break that down. We're going to look at so much more today. But if you don't know the roots of the entire situation, and if you don't know what makes the globalists tick and understand their psychology, their modus operandi, really their criminology, and how they're very OCD and how they follow the same operations over and over again, nothing will make sense. But as soon as you understand their cult and what their objective is, and then what comes after that objective, then you will have all the intel that only their highest level operatives have. And then we can decompartmentalize the second, third, fourth, fifth rungs of the compartmentalized intelligence agency secret society model, because their own minions are compartmentalized and believe they're working for another goal that's actually good than the actual diabolical transhumanist, posthumanist, exterminist, Malthusian, neo-Malthusian, neo-Galtian eugenics agenda. So you're going to learn, how do I know he was into the occult? How did I know they're into eugenics? How did I know they're into Satanism? How do I know they're into... Because that's all they're into. That's all they've ever been into. And now their attempted claim that he is, that is, of course, Jeffrey Epstein, only just some weird kook that was into this off on the side. No, he was heavily funded by the foundations to integrate more of this into a lower level. Epstein was second room below the central hub. He was outside the Committee of 13, if you would. And there is a Committee of 13, ladies and gentlemen. So again, tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. Bottom of the hour, I'll lay it out. Again, thank you all for your support. Please don't forget, we've got store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off part of this mega sale to raise money for the InfoWar. Your money could not be spent in a better place. The products could not be better. And I could not thank you more. Please stay with us. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribestar, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now. We're very excited to be involved at Subscribestar. So be sure and join me at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's been said millions of times because it's true. The Democratic Party, just like socialists in Europe, create systems of dependency so they have client groups that they can manage, but who never get out of poverty. And that was the admission of the Great Society, was to domesticate black people and break their families up in the United States as a beta test for all other communities that are now seeing the exact same process take place. But President Trump last night really called them out. We're going to play the clip in a moment, and said that no one has paid a price worse than people living in inner cities due to the leftist program of controlled dependency. And here's a great example. In Austin, Texas, I heard the globalist mayor on the local radio this morning saying, we've got to get more funding for the homeless, and we had to pass this ordinance saying they can sleep in your yard so we don't ignore the problem so we get more money. So there he was admitting what I said on air a month ago. Problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic. Now they admit it. The left just come out of the closet on everything, that they're communists, they want our guns, that they hate America, they want a race war, that white people are inherently bad, but the people saying that are white people. It's incredible. And there was the Austin mayor this morning saying, oh, we can't just hide the homeless. We need to have a law they can sleep in your yard so that we get more funding. And the host went, but like Seattle and all the other places that keep getting more and more funding for the homeless, it just is a magnet to bring them there. And it encourages people to get on welfare, not have a job, and then live under underpasses and collect money. There are some homeless that are mentally ill down on their luck. They need to be targeted and helped with funding. Local, state, churches, federal, you name it. But not this general roll out the red carpet. I tell you, I drive around Austin, looks like San Francisco or Portland or one of these other blue city toilet bowls in many areas. Feces everywhere, bombed out of their brains on drugs, drunk. And they're white, they're black, they're Hispanic, but they're mainly white. And what it is a bunch of freeloading, lazy jackasses. You know, most whites aren't lazy in this country, like Max Boot and William Crystal say. But it is true that the vast majority of homeless that I see in most cities are drug addict, bombed out of their brain, really mean, nasty white people. Now, some I've run into or admit they're drug addicts and say they want help. Some are nice, but most of them are really, really vicious. And that's a microcosm, entitled and vicious. That's a microcosm of how the left brings these people in and then incentivizes more to come, creates a crisis, and then says, give us more money. But the good news was, the talk show host was on 5:90 a.m., I guess about 8 o'clock this morning. They totally tore the mayor up to his face and after and said, you notice, they always want more money and it always makes the crisis worse. They know exactly what they're doing. It's leftist formulas to again demoralize and bring down civilization. And these guys know exactly what they are doing. Here's the president.
The Democrat Party is now being led by four left-wing extremists who reject everything that we hold dear. No one has paid a higher higher price for the far left's destructive agenda than Americans living in our nation's inner cities. They have paid a dear price. You see what's happening? You see our inner cities. We spend billions and billions and billions for years and years and years, and it's stolen money, and it's wasted money, and it's a shame. For decades, these communities have been run exclusively by Democrat politicians, and it's been total one-party control of the inner cities. For 100 years, it's been one-party control, and look at them. We can name one after another, but I won't do that. Because I don't want to be controversial. The homicide rate in Baltimore is significantly higher than El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala. I believe it's higher than... Give me a place that you think is pretty bad. Give me a place. The guy says Afghanistan. I believe it's higher than Afghanistan. In our country, think of that. I believe we'll check the numbers, and if we're wrong, they will tell us tomorrow. It'll be headlines. Trump exaggerated. For the last 20 years, China's taken hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars out of our country, and now we're stopping the theft of American jobs. We're stopping the theft of so many other things happening, including intellectual property. And, you know, I think they want to try and make a deal with us, but I'm not sure. Because the word is, I feel, they want to wait till they get... Oh, they're praying. They're praying. They would like to see a new president in a year and a half so they could continue to rip off the United States like they've been doing for the last 25 years.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in now to the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Alex Jones is going to be back in the next segment and so on with more on the Jeffrey Epstein saga, more on President Trump last night, more on the collapse of the Democrat Party that is inevitable. And then I'm going to have a bunch of breaking news here today. Robert Barnes is going to be joining me in studio. He's got breaking exclusive news that he's going to give us. And then I, too, have breaking exclusive news that I'm going to break here on the Alex Jones Show as well when we're joined by Robert Barnes. But I have to just do this on air. Now, I was going to do this nicely, and I was just going to drink my Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com, and I wasn't going to make a big thing of it. And I'm sitting there during the segment as I'm listening to Alex, and I said, hey, guys, can you get me some Turbo Force? And now here it is. I'm live, and I don't have my Turbo Force, so I'm a little grumpy. I'm a little upset, and I'm not going to be able to move on until somebody gets me some Turbo Force. And so I don't know what is going on right now. Abandon cameras, lights, the whole thing if you have to, until I get Turbo Force on my desk. So, and I already have my Brain Force Plus right here. So all I need is a cup and a Turbo Force packet. And I know there's some around here somewhere. That's right. Tear the whole place down if you have to. Stuff is now falling off shelves. They're searching rampantly. Here we go. All right. I got multiple packets, so that's good. Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. Look, folks, sometimes I drink coffee, but I've been drinking the Turbo Force lately, and just the flavor is so good that I'm kind of addicted to it, I think, maybe. You know how when you drink energy drinks like Red Bull and stuff, you kind of get that need for that acidic flavoring? Well, luckily, Turbo Force does not have that. I mean, it's not acidic. It's not going to tear your liver apart like energy drinks do. It's just got caffeine in it. But the flavor is so good that I just really want my Turbo Force. And I still don't have a cup, guys. What is this? What am I supposed to do here? Thank you. Here we go. Savannah Hernandez finally figured it out. Is there a spoon? You've got 90 seconds to find me a spoon so that I can get Turbo Force. Now, if you want to get Turbo Force, maybe it won't be so hard for you. You can just go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you can get Turbo Force right now. You can get Brain Force Plus. I'm going to take both of them as I get ready to do the Alex Jones show here today with all the breaking news with Robert Barnes. But InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force. Here's a spoon right here. All right, look at this. I'm going to do it in 60 seconds. Now, this is how it's done like a pro. Turbo Force into the cup. Done. Water into the cup to mix with the Turbo Force. Done. Spoon beat you to it. Sorry, Savannah. Connor beat you to it. Done. Look at this. Oh, I'm beating the clock, too. This is record speed. I haven't even had my Turbo Force yet, and I'm already at light speed. Brain Force Plus into the hand. Done. And now we've got the Turbo Force and the Brain Force Plus with 30 seconds to spare. All right. The crew made it before break. You guys, maybe you guys can keep your jobs now. And I think the Alex Jones Show will be able to go on. Great job. Brain Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. I really do love them. Check them out for yourselves. InfoWarsStore.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I feel like that's the theme song for James Comey running through like the halls, like he's in this doorway, he's in this, like where'd Comey go? Somehow avoiding justice. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here in the seat in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Alex Jones is going to be back joining us for the rest of the hour after this segment. But I got a ton of news to get to. I've got two exclusive breaking news stories I'm going to have in the second hour with Bob Barnes. But before I do that, I have to tell you, I am not happy. I'm irked. In fact, I was talking to Darren McBreen about this today. James Comey just, oh, he's guilty, but we're not going to prosecute. And it's the Hillary Clinton story all over again. And so I have to come out here and I have to admit, I mean, I'll admit when I'm wrong. I'll admit when I'm fake news. I am now fake news because I assumed that when you got caught breaking the law, that you would be prosecuted. So I'm sorry. I reported yesterday James Comey would be prosecuted because, you know, of all the felonies he committed, the perjury, the classified leaking of documents. So I am sorry. I'm fake news. I thought James Comey would be prosecuted for the crimes that he was guilty of that investigations found to be true. Amazing. But I'm fake news because I assumed we had justice. So here is Lindsey Graham talking about the Clinton effect on James Comey getting off without prosecution.
Well, we've been waiting for the IG report. We hear now it's mid-August. We understand there's reasons for the delays that are far bigger than the issue of the violation of the Espionage Act that he's referring Comey to prosecution for. And, of course, being less than candid, lack of candor, but we can't have a two-tier justice system either. I understand that the AG is looking at these other issues first, but to decline prosecution if he believes the laws are broken, I think we really have to reevaluate that.
You know, number one, I want to see the report. I like John Solomon. He's a good reporter. But if it's true, the Inspector General has referred the FBI Director for Criminal Prosecution.
It's true.
That's stunning. Okay. We'll know in a few weeks. It's stunning. Now, if Bill Barr decided not to prosecute on disclosing the memos, I accept his judgment. I've known him for 20 years, and I have no desire for him to be like Mueller. I want him to do what he thinks is right by the law and not prosecute anybody if you don't think the case is there, because somebody else got mistreated. There's no reason to continue that practice. So if it's true, and we'll know pretty soon, it's stunning, beyond stunning.
It is, to me. Here's my interpretation off the top of what do I know? I'm just a talk show host, right? I don't know a whole lot of anything.
You know
I'm
a lot about this.
I kind of see Barr as a really thorough, extraordinarily bright human being. I think two of the best pictures in the name would be Mike Pompeo.
The deep state, kind of Bill Barr's between. That was Alex Jones. It's like he's right.
My head. Then I'd say that probably Barr has recognized the FISA abuse issues that we have talked about. And if James Comey was warned that it's unverifiable, never verified, Hillary paid for it. Oh, and by the way, Steele has an agenda and he signed it anyway. And we now know, according to the Grassley Graham memo, the bulk of that information was, in fact, the dossier with Russian lies, or as the New York Times says, was from the get-go Russian disinformation. That would prove, number one, the Russians were favoring Hillary. And number two, it would prove
to go
that
retrieve
Attorney General Barr is being a little bit more, he's playing chess and long ball, and he's not playing checkers, and that he sees that there are bigger fish to fry down the road, and he can always revisit that issue. But what do I know? I'm only a host.
Well, I think you know a lot about this. And if Bill Barr said there may be a case there, but I think it's out of abundance of caution, I won't bring it. Good. That's what you want prosecutors to do. Yeah. I mean, but the point is, if you've got some doubt about the validity of the case, just don't throw it up against the wall and see if it sticks.
Would you want the first case you brought in jeopardy of not winning? That would be
absolutely
in my consideration as well, when you know these other cases are stronger.
Yeah, you know a lot about prosecution, even though you haven't been one. The worst thing you can do is overcharge somebody. It began to fall apart, then it taints the thing that really is strong.
You're the lawyer. I'm learning from you.
I used to do this. There's two ways to do this. Throw everything, the kitchen sink at the accused and hope he pleads to something, or make sure that when you charge them, it will not be undermined because you overcharge. This is what happened with Mueller. They tried to scare people into ratting on Trump. It didn't work. They were overcharged.
No, Mueller made things up. Trump wasn't guilty of anything. Comey's guilty.
The fact that Barr is showing some prosecutorial discretion that is evened and reasoned is a step in the right direction. And if he does bring a charge against Comey after doing this, I'd hate to be Comey.
I think I'd hate to be Comey. I tried to be a good guy and warn James Comey. I told him before his stupid book came out that he has the right to remain silent. Advised him to take
so
that right.
So they decide they're not going to prosecute because there's no intent. That's the Hillary Clinton argument. However, pull this one down, guys, because on CNN, even CNN is admitting that there was intent for Comey to leak this memo in clip 17.
Fired, the former FBI director made a remarkable effort to shape the investigation, asking a friend to leak the contents of the memos documenting his meetings with the president to spark
the appointment. He asked his friend to leak it.
I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because
I thought
that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel.
An end result that Comey got with the appointment of Robert Mueller.
Ah, isn't that just wonderful? Now, let's conclude the clip if we can. Do we still have that time keyed up? If not, it's no big deal. But let's conclude the Graham clip because I just wanted to put that in perspective because they're saying no intent. Just like Hillary had no intent. Well, what do you mean no intent? She knew she had an illegal server. There's the intent right there. That's the intent. Just like CNN admits, yeah, Comey leaked the memo to shape a public opinion. Yeah. So let's go back to Lindsey Graham saying, oh, no intent, but maybe Barr will come back and get him next time.
I think I'd hate to be Comey. I tried to be a good guy and warn James Comey. I told him before his stupid book came out that he has the right to remain silent. Advised him to take that right seriously. Now I'm just going to advise him, not only do you have the right, if I was you, super patriot Jim Comey, I'd just shut the hell up because you're hurting yourself every time you open your big fat mouth. I can't be any more blunt than that because I'm a talk show host and I'm not a senator.
Just from a prosecutor's point of view, you don't want to undermine a good case by throwing out some stuff that maybe is iffy, because that only hurts you down the road. So if there was an abuse of the FISA process, if there was a misleading of the court by the FBI director, that is a monumental crime, and I would focus on that if that's what happened.
All right, Senator.
So basically the reasoning here that Graham is kind of standing up for Barr and protecting Barr as Barr is protecting Comey, really, in an extent, is he's saying, look, maybe this is wishy-washy, this case against Comey here, but we can come back and get him on this, or this, and it's much a stronger case. So, but I'm just sick of these people. I'm sick of Clinton breaking the law and not being punished. I'm sick of Comey breaking the law. I mean, it's just, America's sick of it. We want justice here. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite. of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The Jeffrey Epstein scandal could bring down the entire establishment. You see, for over 100 years, Western intelligence agencies, themselves infiltrated by secret societies out of Britain, used sex operatives to compromise targets who weren't just agents of foreign governments, but who were in outside power structures that this group didn't control, but was seeking to get control. Cecil Rhodes wrote about this in several books on his plan for world government. He had the main British Empire behind him and supporting him. They set up roundtable groups across the world, like the Council on Foreign Relations in 1921 in New York, to take over our governments using payoffs, using sex operatives, and more. They found quickly that if you tried to set somebody up or blackmail them over cheating on their wife, it wouldn't work. But if you could induce them to have sex with an underage person or a child, you had them by the short hairs for the rest of their lives. So simply put, I was able to know that Jeffrey Epstein was a operative because of who he was associating with, because of his background, and because of the MO. Jeffrey Epstein was recruited by these systems in New York City more than 30 years ago to begin recruiting little girls as a pimp on an industrial scale. He reportedly had recruited hundreds and hundreds and hundreds a year. That's thousands over the years to go out and then set up other people and bring them under his control. But Jeffrey Epstein is only the second tier. He's not the core group. And so I want to spend some time today looking at their operating system, looking at how they not just dominate and control society, but what their end game and goal is. Their goal is a post-human world. And in their own words, a post-human world means the classical human, independent, strong, family-based, with a relationship with God. Just as the French Revolution was the prototype of this, they want that system removed and a centralized, corporate, computerized technocracy, in their own words, that will then manage and control every facet of life. That's what the carbon tax is. You'll need total computer and human surveillance over every action, and then you can control people, track and trace them, and also tax them. Notice that we just witnessed Zuckerberg come out yesterday and announce you're going to have a social credit score, just as we told you years ago, and you can pay us to fix your social credit score, but it gets worse. You're going to have a global internet ID run by Facebook attached to the new global digital currency. And if you don't play ball, if you don't take all your inoculations, if you're not a vegan, if you don't teach your three-year-old how to transition and be chemically castrated, well, then you're going to be downgraded. A lot of folks will say, well, that's Black Mirror. Exactly. But we reported on this plan a decade before TV shows like Black Mirror, which are called predictive programming to prepare you for the future. Now, let's get back into Jeffrey Epstein. The media is asking, how do we know he was an operative? Well, it was incredibly obvious. Plus, if you go back to the court filings at the time, there was clearly a cover-up by the FBI at the highest levels because, again, he was going out on a mass scale, on an industrial scale, recruiting sometimes hundreds of young women and girls a month to frame people, to dial them in, to compromise them. And that's just phase one. Then, as people get deeper into the cult, they start getting them into religious rituals. They become more and more dark, more and more satanic. Then the children get younger. And through that process, it's basically trauma-based mind control of the children and the adults, the cult finds out who is truly twisted and dark and who will carry out certain operations no matter how horrible. Then those cult members are sent to higher rooms of the secret society / secret governmental agency program. That's all intelligence agencies are in the last 200 years, is the modern equivalent of ancient secret societies. That's why when you're hearing all of this, you're saying, I read about this in the Bible. I read about this in history books. I read about this in ancient Rome, ancient Greece, how these evil cults would slowly take over society, get control of governments, and then do what? Start sacrificing children. And so that's really what is at the bottom of the rabbit hole. Now, I would direct viewers to the Wall Street Journal a decade ago. I would also direct you to the London Guardian a decade ago with their headlines, elite meet in New York to discuss overpopulation. Elite meet in New York, David Rockefeller and Bill Gates and all these other elitists and all these other big decision makers, people like Oprah Winfrey, to discuss world government to carry out depopulation. And here, my friends, is the rest of the story. When you hear about Jeffrey Epstein and these billions of dollars that came from nowhere and setting up huge medical-style compound ranches in New Mexico and occult compounds and buying of islands in the Caribbean, these are facilities where they had women's retreats, men's retreats, children's retreats. Disney cruises would pay to land on the little island. Look this up. And his occult compounds and, quote, have snorkeling trips and go on the shore. Again, that was just Disney, which is a pedophile group at the top, chipping in money to help the organization. All a giant cult scratching each other's backs. So how did I know that Jeffrey Epstein was into the occult? How did I know that Jeffrey Epstein was into eugenics? How did I know that he was working for intelligence agencies? Because every one of these groups, when you research them, you actually dig into them, you find is the same group doing the exact same thing. So let me explain the big secret. The truth is the journey for these people is the destination. As O'Brien, torturing Winston in 1984, says, Winston, there isn't a goal except tearing down humanity and making us dumber and stupider and not living as long and torturing you to death for pure satanic enjoyment. A world that gets more evil, more destructive, more out of control until everyone's dead, Winston. And so they tell outside groups, porch minions, people that aren't actually in the cult, those being recruited that, oh, we're saving the earth. It's a world government to save the animals. And, oh, it's a great loving thing. But we've got to do some really mean stuff for the greater good. And we've got to give them these vaccines with chemicals to lower their IQs and the fluoride because we'll have wars if we don't dumb them down and if we don't make them manageable. And we've got to do all these things for the greater good. But when you get into the deeper rooms, then you learn what the plan's really about. So that's all that Epstein was doing at these elite dinner parties, where he was giving $5 million, $6 million, $10 million a pop to establish all these different institutions inside Harvard and other organizations, was externalizing the method and taking this race-based eugenics cult, first envisioned by Plato, first implemented by Malthus, first codified to a global scientific system by Sir Francis Galton 170 years ago, with the full weight of the British Empire behind it since the time of Cecil Rhodes. And then you understand, oh, it's a unified project. And all Jeffrey Epstein was a super pimp, highest level, second tier, administrative to frame and set up as many people as he could a month to get them into the cult, to induct them. When I say frame, they'll tell you, oh, this woman's 20, they're really 16. Now they've got you. Oh, it's okay. You know, here's some more 16-year-old girls. And, oh, here's a 12-year-old girl. Oh, this little girl's going to talk to her mommy. Come help me bury the body. You understand? Just like Eyes Wide Shut is fiction, but it's not fiction. That's real stuff that goes on. Oh, the prostitute died by accident during the ritual. No, they just killed her in front of you. So it's all about corrupting individuals. It's all about taking over society. It's all about compromising humanity.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, I just said a lot in the last segment, but you can slow it all down, you can write notes, you can research it for years. This is the operating system of these people. So they sell recruits on we're saving the earth, we're saving the animals, we love humanity, but we've got to do some really bad things and be worse than the bad people to make sure we secure this future. And that's how they begin the first level of compromise. But then, as you get deeper into it, they discover that, no, this is really just all about abusing people, drugging people, controlling people, and mind control. Just like these cults got control of the CIA. Hell, they helped set it up in 1947. And what did they do? Drugging prostitutes, drugging businessmen, doing mind control tests, kidnapping children, drugging them up, electroshock until they were totally new personalities, completely programmed. And that's just what they declassified. The Dr. Ewing Cameron had over 10,000 children in Canada and the U.S. kidnapped from the 50s into the 80s and actually programmed them. Innocent children that did nothing wrong. But you see, they're now externalizing their system. They have mainline gay parades that now admit actually were for pedophilia. That's in Breitbart Today. They have mainline groups saying we're going to put microchips and wires in your brain and the AI is going to take you over. They've now gotten the point of saying, yeah, we're going to keep babies alive, harvest their organs, keep them comfortable, and then kill them. Who would have ever imagined they'd be admitting stuff like this just 20 years ago? But this is the process of searing our conscience, the process of showing us millions of simulated murders and people being tortured on TV programs and in horror movies until our subconscious mind, at the bare minimum, is numb to it, but in many cases actually likes it and has been artificially converted over into a form of synthetic psychopathic lust. And that's all Jeffrey Epstein is a Renfield. He is a nightmarish, evil-looking, evil-acting, evil-living minion. And just as Bram Stoker's Renfield delivered men, women, and children to his royal boss, in reality, we learned that Bram Stoker was only telling us in an allegory about how the real world worked. Because past the Sanduskis and past the individuals at Penn State and past the Jeffrey Epsteins and all of this and all these elite organizations and sports organizations, entertainment organizations that are, quote, helping disadvantaged children and having these galas and these events where they funnel the children in to have sex with these pedophile rings. But that itself is only one part of the equation. It's part of a communal corruption so that none of them can ever come out of it again. And in the final equation, there is again a vampiric draining off of the energy when they abuse women, when they abuse children, when they don't take care of the veterans, when they poison the water, when they poison the food. All of it is creating an atmosphere that allows this evil force to spread. They are turning our environment into their environment. And of course, if you saw it 20 years ago and warned people, it sounded insane. Because back then, something like that could never happen. Something like that could never be going on. But all these years later, you learn that every major state has thousands of Catholic priests, not just raping little boys, but actually carrying out satanic ceremonies, and it's in the newspaper, but a minor footnote. And you find out it's the big Baptist churches and the evangelicals, and you find out it's the colleges, and you find out it's the sports physicians, and it's the doctors, and it's the trainers, and it's everywhere because the enemy is going out and seducing people and converting them to it and baptizing them in the abuse of innocent children. So just as in Christianity you are baptized in water, they are baptized in the satanic filth of abusing children. And again, Star Wars Episode 4, written by George Lucas, what does he tell you right there? Darth Vader is not Darth Vader yet. He's committed himself to the dark side. He's helped kill his former religious leader, Mace Windu. Now he has to go kill hundreds of children, because only then will you be powerful enough on the dark side. They are telling you precisely what they're doing in the revelation of the method. And the fact that these groups are being rolled up right now shows that Trump and others in our government are aware of these corrupt satanic intelligence agencies and are now moving and working against it. I'll speak a lot more about this. We need to make some special reports about it and show you more evidence of it. But this is the reality. They want the power to exterminate humanity. They want the power to kill, steal, and destroy and pose as the saviors while they do it. They're not the guardians of the earth. They're the destroyers of the earth. Here's a few minutes from my 3-hour film, Endgame, Blueprint from Global Enslavement, now 11 years old, where I lay out just some of this information. But having the enemy's operating system is absolutely critical for the general public to know and resist and say no, but also for those that have been recruited to the outer rooms of this system. You will be destroyed along with your masters, but if you still have any connection to God, it's not too late for you to turn back. Now, here's a few minutes from Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, which is still free online for now at YouTube.
You've eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has now metastasized into the fields of genetics, nanotech, and robotics. But that's not surprising. From their inception, all three disciplines have been dominated by eugenicists. The billionaire founder of Sun Microsystems, Bill Joy, courageously went public in 2000 to warn of a cancerous consensus among the technocratic elite that at best humanity would be completely enslaved by the year 2030, and at worst, mass extermination of everyone but the elite would take place. A who's who of the techno elite are members of what is known as the transhumanist or post-humanist movement. Many of its adherents see only the beneficial aspects of technology's exponential rise, like bringing sight to the blind, sound to the deaf, and longer life for all. But what many of them don't know is that master eugenicist Julian Huxley founded transhumanism, and that society's controllers openly admit that the new system is designed to progress into absolute tyranny. Leading transhumanist Ray Kurzweil boasts that technological advancements will allow those that can afford it to live forever, but admits that most won't be able to keep up with the new master race. The drive for world government is now all about who will control and have access to radical life extension systems.
Biological evolution is too slow for the human species. Over the next few decades, it's going to be left in the dust.
Transhumanists believe that they will attain the fountain of youth by merging with technology. Now, it may be within their reach. Decades ago, transhumanists said that if you did not accept augmentation or enhancements, you would no longer be able to get jobs. And now it's happening today.
The elite who occupy the commanding heights of digital reality are suicidal nihilists. Suicidal nihilists know that there is no longer any substantive purpose to their willing, but they would always prefer to go on willing than not to act at all. They can very happily ally themselves with the notion of nuclear holocaust or perfect exterminism.
Technology has become so powerful in its capacity for destruction that free humanity cannot afford to let psychopathic technocrats with delusions of grandeur repeat the mistakes of their forebears, because it is highly probable that this time they may destroy everything, including themselves in their mad rush for godhood. In this film, we have chronicled the Overlord's bloody orgy of experimentation, which already claimed the lives of more than 150 million people in the 20th century. And now, they are promising to deliver an invincible tyranny that will dwarf their past exploits. In the days of World War II, there were sovereign nations and armies to stand against Hitler's final solution. Once world government is in place, no one will be able to stop the New World Order's plans for global population reduction. For those immune to psychological programming, hundreds of FEMA camps have already been built throughout the United States. In their quest for population reduction, no method is off the table. These dark builders intend to release a...
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge.
better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.